Isaiah chapter 44 says, "But now hear, O Jacob, my servant, Israel, whom I have chosen. Thus says the Lord who made you, who formed you from the womb, and will help you. Fear not, O Jacob, my servant, Jeshurun, whom I have chosen, for I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants. They shall spring up among the grass like willows by flowing streams. This one will say, 'I am the Lord's.' Another will call on the name of Jacob, and another will write on his hand, 'The Lord's,' and name himself by the name of Israel. Thus says the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, 'I am the first, and I am the last. Beside me there is no God. Who is like me? Let him proclaim it. Let him declare and set it before me, since I appointed an ancient people. Let them declare what is to come and what will happen. Fear not, nor be afraid. Have I not told you from old and declared it, and you are my witnesses? Is there a God besides me? There is no rock. I know not any." We come this morning, we gather this morning to worship the one true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He says here, the Lord and his Redeemer. And he talks about pouring out his Spirit on all people. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit redeeming, rescuing his people, pouring out his Holy Spirit on thirsty people, filling us to overflowing. The Redeemer, Jesus, who paid the price in full with his blood at the cross, so that we can be set free from our sins. That's what we gather together to worship Jesus, to celebrate the triune God, to adore him and recognize what he's done for us and just enjoy the gifts he's given to us, his people. So we're going to take communion now. This is an opportunity for us to remember what Jesus did for us. If you're not a believer, this is not for you. So you can let it pass by. If you have put your faith, if you have put your trust, and you're depending completely and only in our Lord Jesus Christ, what he did for you on that cross, you're welcome to participate and remember with us what our Savior's done for us. I'm going to invite the deacons to come. We'll give thanks and we'll serve you the bread and the juice. If you're a believer, just take a piece of bread, take a cup of juice, hold on to that. We'll receive that all together as the body. So let's pray. Father, thank you for being an infinite, eternal, immortal, invisible, uncreated, creator of all things, God who is worthy of our worship. You are so awesome, we cannot comprehend what you're like. That you are a triune being, Father, Son, and Spirit. Jesus, who left the throne of glory to come down and become human so he could be nailed to a cross. Jesus, thank you for doing that for me. And Holy Spirit, thank you for being poured out into our hearts by the love of God to overflow, to transform us from the inside out. Thank you for rescuing sinners and making us saints. We worship you, we love you, we remember, Jesus, what it is that it cost for us to be saved. And we say thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus, thank you for paying my price. Father, thank you for so loving sinners that you sent your only Son to die in our place as our substitute, as the Lamb that takes away the sin of the world. And Spirit, thank you for coming inside and making us new, giving us life. We remember his body broken for you. Blood poured out to wash away our sins.